The 2021 Absa Cape Epic is finally here. 8 days of rugged, scenic and uncharted territories, over 600 kilometers of cycling. It's the race that measures all. From the bank that banks on you to conquer it all. And Liesl van der Westhuizen has all the backbreaking and bone-rattling updates for you that you need to know about. Up next.
The 2021 Absa Cape Epic Update. All the non-stop cycling action as it happens on Cape Talk.
Liesl van der Westhuizen, Cape Talk's Absa Cape Epic correspondent. You are on the ride this morning. Where do you find yourself, Liesl, and where are you heading to? Good morning to you.
Good morning, Zane. I find myself on the finish line of stage two of the Absa Cape Epic in Saransburg, where we've just seen about 4 minutes ago our lead riders from 91 Songo Specialized, Jordan Saru from France, and our very own Matt Beers, hailing from South Africa in Torquay, as a matter of fact, taking that lead and coming in with the victory on this stage. And they were an unlikely partnership, and not much was known about them because they hadn't raced together, and they've been doing incredibly well. They took the prologue, and here they are on stage two, taking stage two's lead victory as well. So it's an incredible day of racing out here.
Liesl, you are at the end of stage two. What does stage three hold? Where does it start? Where does it end? And road closures in those areas?
So stage three sees us going through from Saransburg back to Saransburg with a lot of climbing. Our riders are really going to be put through their paces because the conditions tomorrow, you're expecting highs of up to 38 in this area for stage three, and really it's going to be tough terrain, not any wind expected. Not sure about the road closures, but it's going to be leading through Tilbach, and it's 91 kilometers, 2,100 meters of climbing through Fantasies Pass, Asahai Bos, Three Gorges, a trail called Bone Trail, which just by the name already leads shivers down my spine. And then it's not just about the front riders. There's some incredible riders doing great things. We're looking at the team from Stellenbosch, Exaro. They're currently wearing the Exaro jersey, which is for a team who have come from a previously disadvantaged background under the age of 26, getting the chance to ride. And our riders are Lorenzo and Luanda, and both of them are no stranger to this jersey, hailing from Stellenbosch, knowing the routes, and just getting out there. They've been wearing the jersey already for 2 days, and we'll probably see them coming into the lead again. Just incredible things, hailing from our very own backyard here in the Western Cape.
What are some of the highlights so far, and who's sort of pipped to win this particular race? And we're chatting to Liesl van der Westhuizen and Cape Talks, Absa Cape Epic correspondent. Liesl, who have there been any great highlights, time-breaking sort of trials and things?
There's been some incredible riding, as I said, Jordan Saru, Matt Beers, just showing what they're made of. And then a Canyon Northwave mountain biking team, Andreas and Martin, made up of Andreas and Martin, they've just been doing incredibly well. Our very own Robin de Groot in the ladies team, teaming up with Ariane Lutti from Switzerland. They've just come back from winning the 2021 Swiss Epic over in Switzerland, and they've just been showing what they're made of. They finished second yesterday, and then we've got the Songo 91 Specialized team, Sina Frey and Laura Stegra, just under the age of 24. They've incredible riders, 2021 world champion for XCC, and a newbie to the Cape Epic, both of them, but they're really just going out there and showing what they're made of.
Liesl van der Westhuizen, Cape Talks, Absa Cape Epic correspondent, chatting to us this afternoon and coming to you from the 2021 Absa Cape Epic. The Absa Cape Epic crossing was brought to you by Absa Corporate and Investment Banking. The bravery to imagine and the will to get things done. That's Africanacity.